started this list, and then when Bob came with me, he handed it on down, and I just continued on. So, anybody here ever been to Flagstones? Downtown New Bedford? You guys probably know it, it's Freestones. What a finasco. I'm wearing my caja today. Nonquiqua, I was out there the other day. I did not quit. Niles Lane. These guys got a plaque tonight, but we weren't able to get the certificate to go with it. I hope you all enjoyed the seafood Newberry. Too bad they didn't have any lobster Newport. A couple of years back, Mike bought himself a 6th Avenue. That's why we're here tonight at the 8th of Bristol. Damn shame that restaurant on Cushion Avenue closed down, the Caesarian 3. Oh, Jesus. Arthur, how you doing with that Amway and Agway? Anybody been to the Bliss Grinder shop lately? That's Blimpies. Oh, you're a hot ticker. Too bad that ice cream joint down there closed down, Dairy Joy. Dairy Maid. I feel so privileged to be here tonight. It's unbelievable. I've never seen you guys dressed like this. It looks like you're in Technito. Had a problem last week. We had to take a Kielbasa bank offline. You guys ever been to the Minas de Vila? It's over there in Somerset. Right by the Frank Naoni State Park. That's Franconia State Park. Right over by the Tango Mango Highway. Yeah, 601 doesn't move the other. If I had your money, I'd burn it. You're a pain in the groin. Anybody ever been to the Mohawk Trail in Maine? One day, me and Mike are driving down the road, and he said, hey, I got to go to that radio shop over there in Route 6 in Thomas. Jimmy and Joe's radio shop. It's Richie's. And one day we got a troller job. My boy looks in the book for, to get us a little locale. It's on Cedar Street, just north of Kempton, right by the NWNCP. And vice versa. They got good food at the Phantom Bar and Grill. Panthers Club. You go there, you can get yourself a beer and a shot of Golden Schnacker. Goldschlager. You going to the Stenson Club party tonight? shouldn't be building a house over there. That's conversation land. Give me a screwdriver. Screwdriver. See that movie last night with East Clintwood? I need some liquids. Can you take me to Ferguson's? It's Fergus's. I've had it with this bullshit. I'm changing a leaf. Turning over a leaf. His sweetheart, Anne, God bless her. She had a pinched nerve in her neck, so the doctor gave her a neck brace so she could take her head off. Take the weight of her head off. I know you guys are with me. All right, we got a date here. On October 6, 1998. He told Dave Russo, "I'll spit you up and chew you out." Don't give me no shit, kid. Joe Costa took a half a day off to go windsurfing. Buzz said, "On a windy day like this." You gotta play both sides of the field. Those underwear that Tony Costa wears. Dunlops. They're Daymots. Every time me and Ann go out to eat, she brings a lunch. That'd be a doggy bag. You know, when you screw the government, that's a fennel fence. Give me a dog's cock. That's a GH5, otherwise known as pig ears. I don't know where the dog's cock comes in. I think we should have a tailboat. That's a tailboat conference. This really sucks when you have problems with your intestines. That'd be your intestines. Then there's always that shit line down the south end that bothers us in bad weather down at Toby Fort's. That'd be Fort Table. And then that asshole that used to run this company, Ray Lambert, which would be Ron Ledger. Then Dave Alfonso, where are you, Dave? Jesus Christ, you had a heart attack and you still smoke like a chainsaw. What the hell's the matter with you? Speaking of Dave, where'd you get those shoes from? L.M. Bean? Then there's that asshole down at Chippy's. He wants to go underground because the mask from his cattle moran hits the wires. Then we got Freddie Arms. He said that those Western hard hats are ocean approved. I guess they're good for 100 feet below surface. And Mike doesn't get much back at tax time anymore since he lost his defendant. Then there's always Jamocha Plains. It's Jamaica for us. Oh, and then the coffee at Papa Casey's. That shit's hot. You know, the coffee in those urinals? Earns for the rest of us. I need a birthday card for Mikey Jr. Can you bring me over down to Sturbridge's? Salt Marsh. I really can't take the profanity around here. Profanity. Oh, here we go. We got another date. The week of May 15th in the year 2000. Mikey was living on the farm with his honey there. They gave the sheep farmer his notice of conviction. Get the hell out. It's nice when you live on a convenience loop. That'd be a cul-de-sac. I think that's over on Shaw Street behind the airport. Shawman Avenue. Smith. Kevin Smith, you dirty bastard. You're nothing but a Monday night quarterback. Speaking of which, Sal, we call him Sal, Kevin, Sal, Pecker, you get all kind of names. This was in October of 2000. We were out your way, and Mike was a little flustered because he didn't see your dog on Fisher Road. Kevin lives on Smithneck Road. Yeah, what a hot ticker. I think I'm pretty much winding down here. But in closing, I'd like to say, on the way out, don't let the dog kick you in the ass. I'm sorry, there's not much to say about McCray, but he ain't around enough.
He's usually sleeping. Well, there's no way I try to outdo Smitty and Rick Sylvia, but I just wanted to come up and say a few words. Donnie, number one, it's been great knowing you, working with you, and thanks for your service to the country. I'm going to really miss you calling me every 6 months, telling me you got a serious problem, and you're going to meet me very, very soon. But all I can say is I wish everybody here was sitting at the Bayside with you and I for 4 hours when you were complaining about how the free stock wasn't filled and someone's going to lose their job if I don't take care of it right away. Unfortunately, everybody around us waited till you went to the bathroom and they told me, if you don't get the guy out of here, we're going to kill him. I said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And that's when I told you, you better get the hell out of here. These people aren't too happy with you. But besides all that, guys, thank you very much. You've been great brothers to be working with, and been good union men. And I just want to present you with these jackets and gold cards from the local. Donnie, on behalf of the local, thank you very much. Michael, thank you. I just want you to know, it's been a battle, but I got the Trollman's posted, you know, job posted, and that's what I heard, and we better watch Minion real close. And I just want you to know we're working on your job, too. Thank you.